Good morning. Test, test. A little louder on the microphone. Test, test, test. Test, test, test. Good morning. There we go. Well, it's raining, but at least it's not cold anymore. So take a seat. Let's close our eyes to begin. Let your body relax. Let your mind relax. Imagine what it would be like to have a mind free of stress, a mind that's calm and clear. How about a body free of tension? Body that moves easily, with joints that have a full range of motion, muscles that are strong. How would it feel to have a heart wide open with joy and gratitude? And how would it feel to be deeply connected to who you are at your very best, to your deepest place of joy and inspiration? Well, let's realize all of those things with our practice today. So with those goals in mind, practice each pose in the way that becomes a beautiful expression of your body as it opens. Go just to that place in each pose that feels wonderful for you. And remember that you can rest anytime. So now we begin to add some movement. First, just releasing our head, letting our head drop down and roll from side to side. Coming back now to our center, our hands come to a prayer at our heart. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now with an inhale, let your prayer rise up. Imagine you're like a stream of incense swirling around in the sky, smoke floating up like a ribbon. Just let yourself flow. And then hands continue or come back to a prayer and melt into our heart. Now speak to your heart, whispering a quiet little namaste to honor your own spirit. And then inhale, arms reach to the sky. Exhaling, let's reach forward, taking a forward bend. Our hands come to the floor. Our fingers spread open wide. Let's step our feet back now. We'll tuck our toes and we'll lift our hips up into the sky as we come to downward facing dog. A chance to just enjoy this first stretch through our whole body. Pressing the fingers into the mat. Takes a little of the pressure off of your wrist as you push away from your hands. And then in this lovely first stretch, let's come high on our toes. And we'll let one foot at a time reach back down toward the ground. Our legs, one of our tight spots. So we give these few breaths just dedicated to opening, lengthening the backs of our legs. Now our hands walk back toward our feet. Feet fully connected to the earth, we let our body hang in a standing forward bend. Take a deep breath and relax a little more. Take another deep breath and relax a little more. beautiful letting go. And now with hands coming onto the mat again, we'll walk our hands forward as we find our way back to downward facing dog. From here, we'll lay knees to the mat. We'll sit our hips down onto our heels. And inhale, spread your arms open wide, open your heart fully. Exhale, bow. Now just let yourself flow. Breath guiding you from opening to bowing. If you can, just close your eyes. Let yourself be fully present to each breath, to each opening, to each bow. Now with the next exhale and the next bow, we settle for a moment into child's pose. So give yourself this moment to make any adjustments into this child's pose that make it as comfortable as it can be for you. Feel how this pose is welcoming and relaxing. And know that it's always available for you to return to at any time in your practice today. But not ready to rest yet. Let's spread our fingers open wide and curl our toes under as our hips reach into the sky, downward facing dog. And then we'll raise our right leg up into the clouds. Let your hip open so the right knee points to the sky. And then let's circle that knee around and around in the air, working out some of the kinks in our right hip. Beginning to lubricate our joints so we have that feeling we imagined of joints with a full range of motion and a body that moves easily. Now reaching right foot high in the sky, step the right foot forward. Lay the left knee down gently on the mat and inhale, reach up a kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands return to the mat and let's step back. With an inhale, shoulders come up and over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, elbows in as we lower down. Inhaling, we'll roll our shoulders back. We'll lift our heart into cobra. And exhale, hips to heels, child's pose. Let's do that again. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Curling the toes, we point our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. This time the left leg reaches high. We open the hip to point the knee to the sky and we circle that knee around and around. Let the head of your femur explore the movement in the joint of your hip. Left leg reaching up now. Step the left foot forward. Right knee comes to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhale. Returning to the mat, we'll step back. Inhale, shoulders over the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now just let yourself flow here. Continuing this again and again. Feeling the marriage of breath and movement as they become perfect and equal partners. Follow your breath through one more flow. That flow will take you back again to child's pose. And it'll be from child's pose that we'll move on together. So once you find your child's pose, let your fingers open wide. And now that we're all here, we'll turn our toes under and lift hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. And now our feet walk up to meet our hands. And we take an inhale all the way up. Full body sun breath. Exhale, spread your wings, flow all the way down. And then inhale, catch a wave of breath all the way up. A few more times. Spreading open wide, exploring the space around you. Expanding into that space. And then next inhale, hands will join overhead in a prayer. And exhaling, that prayer comes to our heart. And we'll step to the very front of our mat now for a sun salutation. Inhale, reach up and touch the sky. Exhale, slip the hips down into chair pose. Take an inhale, back up again. Here, if you like it, you can add a little trace of a back bend. And then exhaling, we're diving into the forward bend. Inhale, inflate halfway up. Exhale, empty out, back down. Hands to the mat, our right leg is stepping back. Lunge or kneeling lunge, so knee up or knee down. Inhaling as arms circle up. And exhaling as hands circle down. Stepping the left foot back now. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog. Our right leg reaching up into the sky. Now step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling. Hands again return to the mat. We're stepping forward. Inhale, lifts us to the sky. Exhale, it's chair. Inhale, heart and hands lifted. Maybe a back bend. Exhale, swoop down. Inhale, it's halfway up now. And exhale, our hands come to the mat. Our left leg is reaching back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands float back down. Let's step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog. And the left leg reaches into the stratosphere. Let's step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, we come back to the mat. We're stepping to the front. Inhale, reaching all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, to the sky. Enjoy the back bend if your body loves it. And exhaling, we float our way down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let's place our hands on the mat and we'll walk our feet back. And we'll find ourselves once again in downward facing dog. Take a moment to pause here and just feel what it's like to be in your body at this moment. To feel what it's like to have awakened a wonderful energy inside. Feel that life force flowing inside of you. So now that we've awakened our body, we're ready to move into our standing flow. A time to lengthen and strengthen and balance our body. So that we can be strong and balanced inside. Let's begin by taking right leg up into the sky. Now step the right foot forward. Plant the back foot flat down on the ground and we'll reach to the sky. Warrior one. So both feet firmly rooted. Start with your roots. We lunge into the front leg as we straighten the back leg. Such a strong support behind us. Hips swirl to the front as we reach to the sky. What an amazing feeling of strength. Make this a beautiful and unique expression of your body. Not seeking to look like a picture in a magazine or a textbook. Rather than molding your body into that pose, mold the pose into the uniqueness of your body, where you'll feel it best. Now, hands to the heart, let's step forward. Inhale, reach all the way up and flow like bamboo in the wind. Inhale to the sky, exhale, dive into a forward bend. Take our right fingertips and wrap them around the outside of our left ankle. We'll spin our left arm up to the sky now as we bring our body into a spinal twist. And with the next exhale, unwind the twist. Find your center. And then take the left hand to the outside of the right ankle. And we'll spin the right arm to the sky as we twist in the other direction. how great it feels to open our spine this way. Now, with the exhale, that twist unwinds. Hands come to the mat, and we'll step our right foot way back. Plant that foot flat on the ground, and let's reach up, warrior one, with the left leg forward now. So find again that supportive back leg, the lunging of the front leg. Feel the roots in your body, through your feet, and feel the lifting, the opening of your upper body. Full breaths as you explore the pose. Hands come to the heart now. We straighten the front leg. We're preparing now for pyramid pose. So if you like a little hop in with the back leg first, feel free. Hands now come to the hips, or maybe they come to a prayer behind the back. Keeping the legs straight, let's gently tip our hips forward. Keeping our spine long, we explore this deep opening for the legs, lengthening for the spine. Where does it fit the reality of your body? Make it uniquely yours. Using our breath, we feel the lengthening of our spine as we inhale. We feel our roots deeply on the exhale. And with each breath, we relax a little more into our place in this pose. And then hands to the mat. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog. From here, we'll look to our hands and let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Take an inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, up to the clouds. Roll into that back bend if it feels good. And exhale, flying forward. Inhale, lift to the horizon. Exhale, let's lay hands on the mat, our right foot stepping back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So again, start with your roots and grow from there. Roots give us the stability we need to explore the pose. So in this pose, your knee can be down or up. Choose what works best for you. And then make this an expression of your body, opening up, releasing tension. From here, we'll reach forward and we'll stand onto the left leg, flying into the warrior three. Arms in any direction that feel helpful to you, that help you feel balanced. As we lengthen head to toe. Now, all of us reaching to the back with our hands, we set the back foot down and then arms reach to the sky again. Exhale, hands to the heart. Let's twist. So now the right elbow crosses the left leg. We hug our body in. Before we twist any further, let's lengthen our spine. And then our heart spins open to the left. If you like, you can spread your arms open wide here. Or if you like the prayer, nudge it toward the center of your heart. And then the twist unwinds. Hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog, where we'll take our left leg up to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot flattens down on the mat, we reach up, warrior one. So find that beautiful warrior one again. Come to your strength. It's warrior one gives us this amazing feeling that we can stand up for what we believe in. Facing life straight in the eye. Hands to the heart, now we step forward. Inhale, reach up and flow like bamboo in the wind. Hands join in a prayer, exhale prayer to the heart. Dropping hands down now, let's inhale and reach our shoulders up, back and down. Let the movement of your shoulders grow bigger and bigger. Soon the arms are making circles as we really get into the release of tension in our shoulders. Next inhale, hands reach to the sky. And exhaling, we dive into a forward bend. Hands come down to the mat. We'll step our left foot back, way back. Plant the back foot flat, reaching up, warrior one. Right foot takes the lead again. Grounded and uplifted at the same time. Let this be a beautiful and unique expression of your body opening up. Make it more beautiful. Make it come more from your heart. Now hands come to the heart. We straighten the front leg. And again, preparing for pyramid pose, feel free to hop in a little if you'd like. Hands now to the hips or to a prayer behind our back. Keeping the legs straight and strong, we tip the hips forward. Your body will at some point put on the brakes. So find where that is for you. We don't want to leap over our edge. We want to just peek over, using our breath to gently release our body. With each deep breath, relax a little more. Notice how relaxing instead of fighting affects your body. And then hands come to the mat. We step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arching up. And the exhale takes us back to down dog, where we'll look to our hands and walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling to the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up one more time, maybe that little back bend here. And exhaling, we fly down. Inhale, peek halfway up. Exhaling, we'll lay hands to the mat and we'll stretch our left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Start with your roots. Then find this very center of the pose, your point of deepest strength. And then let your heart expand and open, trusting our heart to guide us more than our head. The way we release the stress in our mind is by letting our mind just take the back seat and relax. Let your mind just melt into your breath. Breath and heart lead us. Now reach forward. Step onto the right foot and fly. Warrior three. Really stretching your body as long as it'll go. Come into this pose with no expectations. No judgment of yourself. It's okay to be where you are. Now all of us pointing our fingers straight back, let's step back again. And then we sweep our arms up into the sky. Exhale, hands to the heart, we twist. Let's take the left elbow this time across the right thigh. Lengthen first, and then heart opens wide to the right. Create the pose in your body that feels amazing. One fluid breath after the next. And then we unwind. Hands to the mat as we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, it's back to down dog. From here now, let's take our knees to the mat and come to all fours. So our wrists will walk back so they sit right under our shoulders. And for stability, let's take our knees together, touching. Inhale, left arm, right leg, reaching out. As the fingers reach forward, the toes reach back. A constant little dialogue inside our body, all of our supporting muscles stabilizing us. Stay here or reach back with the left hand and catch the right foot. And then again, reach. Leg continues to extend back, but let's take the left hand back under the left shoulder. And with an exhale, elbows in, we dip down.
Inhaling, we find our strength and lift up. Let your core, let your breath help you lift up. It's not just your arms. Again, that marriage of breath and movement. Perfect partners. Now, next time you come up, lay the back foot down on the ground. Let's roll the right arm up to the sky. Open up wide. And then folding back to the mat again. Find your way back again to all fours with knees touching, wrists under the shoulders. Right arm, left leg reaching out. Feel your stabilizing muscles as they communicate with each other. Fingers reach forward, toes reach back in a long and stable line. Stay here or reach back, catch your foot. And then again we reach. And leg stays out as hand comes back under the shoulder. Exhale, elbows in, dip down. Inhale, push up. Each of us moving to our own breath pace. And then with the next lift, we set the left foot back down onto the ground and roll the left arm to the sky. Opening wide, reaching high. And then unwind. Hands to the mat, where we'll walk them back to our downward facing dog position. Tucking toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And let's take a vinyasa here. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to down dog. Now raising our right leg high up in the sky, we're ready to step into our next series. Take a really giant step forward. Plant the back foot on the mat and let's spread our arms open wide, warrior two. Sinking down into the hips as we open more and more. Reach out, expand. Feel the limitless energy in your body, the limitless potential in front of you. Can you feel every breath? Can you taste the texture of each breath? Now without changing the legs, take a little reach forward. Turn the right hand up toward the sky and slide it across space. Reverse warrior. Feel the lovely opening of your side. Make it a yummy, yummy stretch. And then bend the right arm, lay it across the right thigh. Let fingers point to the sky. Let your body roll open into side angle pose. Heart begins to look up toward the ceiling. Navel is even lifting upward. More open than you ever thought you could be. What an amazing feeling. Now take that top arm and begin to make a great big circle. First reaching back toward the mirrors. Then it brushes against our back leg. Fingertips reach down to graze the mat. And as the left hand points to the front of the room, we'll straighten the right leg, which opens us into this amazing triangle pose. Left arm again points to the sky. Again, our eyes look upward. Our heart lifts upward. So amazingly open and full of space. Breathe into every part of your body. Feel yourself in every part of your body. And then fold that triangle back to the mat. We'll step back now, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog. So for the next side, take the left leg into the sky. Take your extra long step forward. Plant the back foot and open your body wide. Warrior two. Heart spread a mile open. opening our heart so we can experience that feeling of a heart filled with love, filled with joy, filled with gratitude. As you feel yourself opening more, maybe the hips sink a little deeper. Maybe the arms reach a little further. And then with no change to the legs, the little reach forward. Left hand turns across the sky. Reverse warrior. This is a side bend, so find the place where you're getting that stretch right down the left side of your body. And then we bend the left arm and intersect the left thigh. Side angle pose. Point right fingertips straight up to the sky. Now, let this be an amazing and beautiful expression of your body. An amazing and beautiful expression of space and length now that you're freed of tension. Explore the space inside of you. Feel your fingertips, feel your arms, feel your shoulders. Feel your heart as it rolls up to the sky. Feel your navel lifting up. Feel your long spine, your open hips, your strong legs. Back arm now begins to circle, first toward the mirrors. Then it touches against our back leg. Fingertips reach down and graze the mat. And as the fingers point to the front of the room, we're straightening the left leg. Rolling our way into the big, enormous, and open triangle. In this pose, we're looking for that place where we could be flat against a wall and our body would be aligned directly over our legs. Many of us will find that by taking our hand a little higher on the leg. Don't worry about touching the floor. That's not the way it fits best for most of us. Carefully then, taking triangle to the mat. Planting our hands, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And take your exhale back to down dog. Now from here we lay knees to the mat and we'll sit onto our feet. Taking hands onto our thighs, inhale, pull your heart forward. And then exhale, round your spine back. So it's like a nice deep seated version of cat and cow. Really get into the movement of your back and spine. Where are there stiff parts? Where are there flexible parts? Feel the curving forward, the curving back. They say you're only as young or old as the flexibility of your spine. So let your spine be happy here, experiencing the joy of movement, the freedom of lubricating your discs, your joints. One more inhale forward, exhale forward, or inhale forward, one more exhale back. And then swing your arms around behind you. Lace fingers together, roll the shoulders back. Now let your heart really spread open. Let your heart shine up to the sky. And then release the hands. And with an inhale, reach all the way up, standing up onto the knees. Let your arms open wide, like your whole body's saying yes. And then reaching up. With an exhale, hips come back to the heels, hands reach forward. And we'll curl our toes under, downward facing dog. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to down dog, ready to step into our last standing series for today. We'll take right leg up into the air one more time. Step the right foot forward, and this time walk your way around to the long side of your mat. Once there, take hands to the thighs and lift up to stand. We'll turn our feet now so our toes point to the corners of our mat. And then inhale, reach arms to the sky. Exhaling with hands facing upward, we open arms parallel to the ground as we sink down in our hips, bending the knees. And let's flow. Inhale, we stand up, reach up. Exhale, we open arms wide as we squat downward. Each flow, we come just a little deeper into the opening of our hips. And then the next exhale, we'll stay there. Spreading our wings open wide, sinking our hips down, feeling our spine tall and proud. Breathing in and breathing out, fully present. Stay in the squat, but reach arms to the sky. Exhale, tilt the hips forward, reach forward, still in the squat. Stay here, but swing the arms to the back now, head pointing forward. Inhale, arms to the sky, stand up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Turning feet around to the long side of our mat now. One more pose here, standing back bend. So we'll take our hands behind our back where we'll make fists. Feel your roots, feel your legs strongly supportive. Float the ribcage up a little higher and then begin to roll the shoulders back. Spreading your heart open wide again, but this time lifting it higher to the sky. Arching the back into a little back bend. Each of us only going as deeply as our body feels safe and comfortable. It's less important your range of motion. More important is that you find a nice, even, beautiful curve in your back. You feel the stretch down the front of your body. You embrace the exhilarating energy that this back bend brings. Slowly then let your back bend rise up. Hands shifting around to the hips, we pour that back bend into a forward bend. You can hear your back say, ah. Drop hands to the floor. From the exhilaration of the back bend, we come to the calm of the forward bend. Let your hands go in any place that feels comfortable here. They might be under your face. They might reach out for your ankles. Maybe they'll even walk behind and through your legs. Relax into the calm of this forward bend. Giving a chance for our back muscles to relax. And now from wherever your hands are, bring them around to the under your face. And then we'll walk our hands around to the front of our mat, turning feet along the way. Planting hands, now we step back. Our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. But this one is temporary. Let's take knees to the mat. Hips snuggling into our heels. We come back home to child's pose. So find that comfortable resting place you created early on. Let yourself surrender here. Feel your body. Moving so much more easily now, so much more free of tension. Inside, we've created these long superhighways for our energy to flow. Feel it moving through you. Having focused on our breath, our mind feels peaceful, calm, and clear. After opening our heart wide, we feel it flooded with joy and gratitude. I'm beginning to come to a deeper place inside now, where we can connect with who we truly are at our very best, our truest self. Now slowly let your eyes look to the front of your mat. Spread fingers open wide. Let's tuck our toes and lift our hips to the sky as we move a little more slowly now. Walking feet up to meet the hands. And with a nice big inhale, gently rolling all the way back up. Hands reaching up to a prayer. And exhale, melting that prayer back into our heart again. So we're ready now for a balancing series. Let's begin our balance on our right foot. We're starting today with tree pose. So spread the roots of your tree open wide and feel your foot connected to the earth beneath you. Right, left foot then comes to the ankle or the calf or up to the thigh. You're always welcome to take a wall for support. Hands come to the heart as we find the center of the pose where our strength lies. From here, you're welcome to expand and branch your arms out. Every tree beautifully unique. Balancing in this no judgment zone where you can come in and come out as often as you need to. more steady our breath, the more steady our mind, the more steady our body. Now let hands come back to the heart. From here, we'll take our left knee forward so the thigh comes parallel to the ground. Now stand up taller. Roll the shoulders back so your heart is lifted high. And then if you want to, you can pull in with the core and straighten the left leg. Or if you'd like to stay with the bent knee, feel free to do that. Every pose, your own. Where does it make sense for the realism of your body? Now those with the straight legs, let's come to the bent knee. And then we'll spread our wings open wide, preparing for eagle pose. Wind the left leg high around the right leg, once or even twice. Right arm crosses over top of the left where you can grab your shoulders, or you can bring arms together. The elbows slowly rise, the hips gently sink. Really pulling into our midline where our strength is. Think of yourself as a strong and powerful eagle. Lift your head high and feel the center of your body strong. Then release that eagle and let it fly. Take a moment to relax your body. And we're ready to prepare to balance now on the left leg. Freed of our shoes, let your foot spread open wide and make a true connection to the feelings below it. And then right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Find the center first. From there, let yourself grow, expand. Reach into the fullness of your tree. A strong and stable tree. People can lean on you. Now hands come to our hearts. Let's take our right leg forward now, thigh parallel to the floor. Before straightening the leg, lift taller, lift your heart higher. Roll the shoulders back, head up. Then if you want to, use your core to straighten the leg. Every breath is steady and smooth. Every breath our focus deepens. Straight legs are returning to bent knee now as we spread our wings. Eagle pose, lift your knee high, wrap the right leg around the left arm over the right. Feel the majestic eagle within you. King of the birds, and your white crowned head lifted high. And then with a release, the eagle flies. Our body takes another moment to just stretch. And then when you feel ready, take a big and beautiful breath in as you reach to the sky. Exhale, with a deep bow, we fold forward. Our hands come to the mat, our feet are walking back. Again, we lay our knees down, snuggling our hips into the nest of our heels, back to child's pose. This time adding a side bend if you love that, walking hands off to the right and stretching into the left side. Head and neck just relaxed, absorbing the stretch in the right left side of our body. Hands back to center now, and then around to the left side. Relax into the stretch for the right side of your body. Again, hands come to center, and now we're walking our hands in toward our knees, where we'll cross our ankles and come to sit, bringing our practice down onto the floor. So let's start with some hip opening. We'll take our right foot in front of us, crossing our left ankle over the right thigh. Grab hold of your right leg and close your eyes. Now take yourself into your back and take the rounding out of your spine so that your back is straight and tall like a stack of building blocks in a tower. Then shine the light of your awareness on your left hip now and feel how it's getting a nice stretch and opening here. Our hips are one of our body's storage bins of tension. So enjoy the gentle release of that tension. And now eyes gently open as we lay our hands behind our hips with fingers pointing forward. Feel your right foot on the mat, both hands, and push into them as we lift to a table. Lifting our hips up to the height of our shoulders if it's possible. And then gently lowering hips back to the earth. Straighten the right leg. Preparing for a forward bend, you can leave your left foot on top of your thigh, or you can let it slip down to the inner right thigh. Inhale, as the hips ground down, the spine lifts up, the arms reach up. Exhale, tip the hips forward. Close your eyes. Relax your way into this forward bend, down the right leg. Can you feel the stretch all the way from the back of the ankle, up the calf, behind the knee, up through the hamstring into the hip, and then up the low back, the middle back, the upper back. Beautiful opening for the whole backside of our body. And then walking our hands up the right leg, other side. Let's take the left foot onto the mat. Cross the right ankle over the left thigh this time. Grab the left leg, close your eyes, stack your building blocks in the tall tower. And then shift your awareness onto the right hip now. Where does this feel good for you? It's okay to tinker with it a little until you find the right spot. Relax and breathe. Eyes gently opening, hands lay to the floor behind our back. Stepping onto the left foot, pushing into both hands, we lift to the tabletop. And gently the hips return to earth. Our left leg straightens out. Right foot can be on top of the thigh or slip down to the inner thigh. Inhale, feel yourself lengthening upward. Exhale, close your eyes, tip your hips. Accept the invitation to come inside. Feel your body as it opens up more and more. Feel the lengthening of the muscles in the back of your leg. The easy flow of your vital energy through those lengthened lines. Walk up the left leg. Bending both of our knees, let's take feet onto the mat to lower down onto our back. So roll yourself carefully and gently down, pulling knees into the body. Rock a little side to side until you find a place where you feel wonderfully centered on your mat, where your back is happy. And then once you find that center, take big toes together and spread your knees open wide. Reach arms to the floor behind your head. Now find your deep and strong abdominal muscles, the fingertips to the sky, and then with the abdominal strength you found, lift head and shoulders off the mat as you reach right through the legs. Take a breath while you're here, and lower down. Now bring the knees together, arms to the sky, and this time with the strength of your core and obliques, reach to the left of your legs. Still breathing, and then lay down. Knees spread open wide as we come to center again. Not with the momentum of swinging arms, but with the strength of a strong core. Lower down, knees together. Lifting arms up and engaging the obliques, we reach to the right. And then back down. Spread the knees open. Go through a second time. Guide your way through. Remembering to breathe. Strengthening our abdominal muscles helps us stand up straight and tall, provides us a deep center of strength within our body, that protects our back, that protects our organs. When you come for the last time to the center, reach right through your legs and grab the outsides of your feet with your hands. Pull your feet up as if they were walking across the ceiling, knees bent to the outside of your rib cage. Another opening for our hips. And then we straighten our legs into a big open V. If your arms can reach, they can stay there. If not, let hands come to the inner thighs. And then bend the knees, bring the knees together, take feet back onto the mat. And we're ready now to move into inversions. So if you feel safe and comfortable taking a shoulder stand, gently and carefully lift hips and legs up above your shoulders, walking hands onto the back to support you. Another option will be to take a bridge pose here, with feet planted on the mat. We push through the feet and arch our spine up into a bridge. Inversions are a wonderful antidote to stress. Also wonderfully anti-aging, as they rejuvenate mind, body, and spirit. So let yourself be happy here for a few breaths, just enjoying the sensations you feel. And now slowly, carefully, gently, lay one building block at a time back down onto the mat. When you found your way all the way back down, for those who've been in the bridge pose, give your knees a little hug to release the back-bending element of that bridge. And then to counter those inversions, we'll take fish pose. So lifting the hips just a little bit off the floor, we'll slip our hands underneath our hips. Legs lay out straight as we sit on our hands and tuck our elbows underneath our back. Now we can roll our shoulders back behind us to lift our heart to the peak of our body. Gently lay your head back to reveal your open neck and throat, spreading the collarbones like the wings of your heart. Breathe this pose in deeply to your body. And then slowly let the head rise back up first. And with chin back to its normal place, lower body onto the floor. Slide the hands out from under the hips. And let's reach our arms all the way to the floor behind our head. As we approach our final spinal twist, we want to get our body as long as it can be. So really stretch yourself out on your mat. And then reach down for the right knee. Bring that knee in close and then guide it across to the left. Head turning to the right. We bring this spiraling twist up the full length of our spine. Now, how much can you surrender right now? How completely can you let go? So that your body receives every wonderful gift of this twist. Releasing the left hand, find yourself rolling back onto your mat again. Scoot your body back to that place where you're centered. And then extend the legs and reach the arms, again preparing for that final twist. Such a beautiful way to end the movement part of our practice. Reach down for the left knee, give it a hug, and then guide it across to the right, turning head to look left. I surrender. I let go of everything that keeps me from being my best. I welcome the sensations of this twist as it heals my back and body. I'm relaxed. Right hand now letting go. We roll onto our mat one final time. Find for yourself again that place where you feel centered. And if you'd like to get something to stay warm, you can do that now. And then lay your body down. Close your eyes. And feel just what you imagined. A body free of tension. A body that can move easily now with joints that have been lubricated. Muscles that have been strengthened and lengthened. A mind that's peaceful, calm, and clear. Free of stress. A heart that's been opened wide to joy and gratitude. And a deeper connection with who you are at your very center, at your very best. Now to deepen our relaxation, let's come completely to our breath. Take your awareness to a point in your body just below your navel. And with the next inhale, imagine a circle of breath rising up your spine. When that breath reaches the crown of your head, it becomes an exhale, and it flows right down the front of your body. Where it again comes to that point below your navel, and inhaling, it circles up again. So a looping flow of breath around and around and around. Each breath, like a lullaby, takes you into a deeper state of relaxation. Let it soothe you, nurture you as it circles around and around with each breath. Now releasing that vision of the circular breath in your body. Let your breath come back to its natural state. And enjoy that sense of complete relaxation. A deep feeling of peace in every cell, in every pore, every muscle, every tendon. Every organ functioning at its highest level now, nourished through your practice. Now you can choose to extend this relaxation as long as you would like. Or you can choose to begin bringing your practice now to a close. First, with whatever closure feels meaningful for you today. And when you've had that meaningful closure, whether it's now or sometime later, take your next transition by rolling over onto your right side. We'll just pause, basking in the afterglow of your practice a little longer. That deep sense of peace sealed inside. Your final transition can be now or later, but it will bring you back once more to that comfortable seated place where we began our practice. Coming full circle now, closing where we began, but feeling so amazingly different. All of those things we visualized, imagined at the beginning of our practice, now realized. A stress-free mind, a tension-free body, a joyful, grateful heart, and the unity with our spirit. So take a moment now for your practice. For all those gifts it has given you, and for how amazing you feel. And then to close as we began, we'll release our neck. Our head drops down and rolls from side to side. And now we come back to center. And with an inhale, our arms catch a wave of breath all the way up. Hands come to a prayer that we'll take first to our forehead for peaceful thoughts today. Then onto our lips for peaceful words.
and now to our heart, for a peaceful heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. I hope you have a great day today.